The Jeeps pump this new remix. Uh-huh. This is the remix. Radios play this remix. This is the remix. The club bump this remix.
The deal you hold on inside. If you wanna be with me, you gotta keep it real. Tell me what's going on, tell me how you feel. Boy, I know you want me just as much as I want you. So come and get my love, all here for you.
Soldiers, it went from a dream to the young supreme singing girl.
Monday Night Madness on
No Limit Soldiers.
It doesn't get much better than this, I'm telling you. Oh, wow, wow,
No Limit Soldiers, he said.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a text in from 7-Up. She said that last song was beautiful. Hey, 7-Up, are you speaking of the Aretha Franklin song? Just let me know which one you were talking about. This last one was Destiny's Child. And this is Wycliffe. It is pronounced, last name Jean?
Yes.
Jean. Mm-hmm. That's French.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Sean. Sean.
Oh, wow. Is that French? Is that French or is that Jamaican?
Yeah, French Creole.
Oh, ooh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because it spells like Jean, but no.
Right. Gotcha. Right. Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, no. Very first single from Destiny's Child. Of course, we know who came out of Destiny's Child. Look, Beyonce being the icon,
yes,
and everything, but that was a very successful group. All three of those ladies.
Amazing.
LaToya Luckett, Kelly Rowland, and Beyonce. All three of them are successful solo artists in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
That last song, that was when Destiny's Child was a quartet.
And they were a quartet.
Yeah. It was a fourth young lady.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh boy. Okay. We're gonna get our quack research team. we'll come up with the answers, folks. This is Monday Night Madness. This is how we do it. Oh, so many great people listening in. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let us know. Okay, you can send me a text. Okay, 909-910-0265. 909
Farrah Franklin.
910-0265. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
That was her name, Farrah Franklin.
Okay. Oh, yes, that was, she says, the gospel. That was Aretha Franklin, 7-Up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that was from a small record label that was released in 1956, that recording of Never Grow Old Live in church. And
yes,
you know, we all know that Aretha came out of gospel, came out of the church, and there was some big...
It was an uproar behind that.
Uproar to that. But you know,
the so-called religious folks. Yeah.
But people don't know the person who encouraged her to go into secular music.
Her dad.
Was the Reverend C.L. Franklin himself.
That's exactly
people
right.
People don't know. And the Amazing Grace album in 71, that was to kind of... mend, that. Yeah. Because look, Al Green, starting gospel, Sam Cooke, who we will hear from.
That's
later. And especially with Sam Cooke, it wasn't easy for those artists as well, but it's treason. And then, so Aretha did Amazing Grace 71. 13 years later, she does One Love, what was it? One Faith, One Love, One Baptism. In 1984. And then after she did that, which was the album that was immediately after Jump to It, okay? When she did One Love, One Faith, One Baptism, gospel was like, yeah, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
We'll let her off the hook.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is a family show. I have something to say to those folks.
But please be careful.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, can okay. I? I'm sorry. No. I just want to say one final thing. Do you remember the uproar of the Clark sisters at the Grammys in 1985?
Oh, enlighten us.
That was like a scandal, okay? When they came down the aisles, they gave the music industry some raw, down-home gospel. Well, the mother of the Clark sisters, Mamie Clark, she was censured. I think they were all Kojic. She was censured by her church. And the thing about it was all of those ladies were tasteful. They were churchified. They were covered up. They were not doing anything wrong. But because it was the Grammys and it was network television and in a secular hall, I guess, in a secular environment then.
Yeah, they can get away with that stuff. Yeah, or get away from me with that stuff. Come on. Because behind closed doors, those same critics. Okay, I'm going to just leave it right there.
Okay. He's itching to get back on Boomerang. How many more days? Five more days.
Oh,
now,
man.
He can't wait.
I'm going to let it all hang out. We're in the 23, right?
In that. Dot 23. I'm not going to worry about my diction. Dot 23. Yes.
Come on. Oh, jazz.
All right, we are back. Monday Night Madness.
Soft and Wet.
Wow, 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 wow.
Now, there are only three instruments in that song, but several tracks of one instrument. There are drums, bass guitar, but who knows how many keyboard and synthesizer tracks were on there. But all done by a 20-year-old whiz kid genius from North Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Better known as Prince. Amazing, amazing. Hey, we just got something in from CeCe, and she was talking about today on the news. This is so ironic.
Yes.
As being the most popular in the world, the first one night off was, off the bat, she was saying, was Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, and Sam Cooke, and next Mariah Carey.
All four artists we are featuring tonight.
And she said that was just announced today, right on the news. This is incredible. Thank you so much, CeCe.
Say that again. The most popular artist in the world?
Okay. Being the most popular in the world, the first one was off the bat was Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston,
wow,
Sam Cooke, and next Mariah Carey.
All right.
And there was one other. We'll figure out who that
so
is.
We're on
well.
It.
On top of it.
Mm.
I didn't know that. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Sim. So appreciate that.
Jazz sent me a couple of emojis. One has sunglasses on and one is 100.
Yeah, she's done.
Yeah.
She's done tonight. We played soft and wet. She's done.
She's done?
Mm-hmm.
Over?
She told me earlier today, you better play Prince.
Oh.
You all better play.
Oh. Okay. 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 And he did. She's only seen him 97 times. That is my co-host on Sunday Night Gold. And you right, Mike, Professor.
Yes.
We had a blast last night.
Yes. We did.
Oh, it was, the 2 hours just went by like amazing.
That's when you're having fun.
Amazing, amazing stuff. A great, thank you so much. Now, got some Mary J. Blige, Sam Cooke, the Soul Stirrers. Oh my God, we got
heavy
two.
Story behind that. But.
Oh boy, oh boy. Let's do this okay. Right now. Monday Night Madness, Studio W, The Buzz. Let's start off Mary J.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets gooder and gooder. That's right. Mary J. Hey, we got a request from CC. But before we do that, Professor, I want you to talk a little bit about what is Monday Night Madness? Please let the audience know, what is Monday Night Madness?
Certainly. Monday Night Madness is a three-hour journey. It's a three-hour exploration into a theme, a topic, an artist, a record company, a subgenre or an R&B or a genre of music in which we go behind the music. I sometimes like to think that we go sort of in between the notes and we try to figure out, you know, if you love this music and you love the visceral reaction that it gives you, the aesthetic vibration and sensitivity that you are connected to this music, from this music, then we try to trace it all the way back to the creators of this music. Who are these people? Where were they born? How did they grow up? What kind of childhood did they have? What was happening in their lives at the time that they composed this music? What was happening in the recording studio when they were recording this music? What was happening on the road? What was happening in the hotel rooms? What was happening backstage? And what was happening in those executive boardrooms of the record companies, in those big brass meetings? And of course, you have 3 hours. Count them, three, from 8:15 to 11 p.m. every Monday night. You have 3 hours of wonderful music, old school music, because it's often said that oftentimes the old school is the best school, in which you can sit back, prop your feet up, grab a glass like the WB says, and chill, reminisce, and relax. And then, oftentimes, we will have a rug cutter. And when there is a rug cutter, then you want to move your furniture. You want to move your furniture about and cut your rug. And then we have some weeks, some nights in which we're just listening. We're just listening just to sort of uplift and fulfill our mind and our aesthetic sensitivity with our nervous system. And then we also have those numbers, and we also have those nights in which you may be inspired to cuddle up and snuggle up with your boo. And you may want to take out that soft white GE light, and you may want to put in the black light from Spencer's and have that blue light in the basement feel. You may want to do that. Uh-oh. But in any and all occasions, we're going to put out a professional disclaimer here from StudioWBuzz.com that the WB and myself, we are not responsible for anything that happens in your home as the result of this music or this program.
Yes, right. And we have a request.
Yes,
and
we
then
do.
I'm going to slip in one that was not his first, but
yes, we do.
The first single recorded by Isaac Hayes. Thank you so much, CeCe. It was Blue Groove.
Is okay. Is it 13 minutes long?
No. No, it's not 13 minutes.
Okay, I'll just check.
No, this is before he grew up. Okay.
Right.
He
right.
said, well, look, I have liberty here, but then I want to play another song by him as well. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, this is 1965. So.
Okay. Let's do this.
Okay.
Never heard this before.
You better blow.
Thank you.
Isaac Hayes. One of my favorite. Professor. Okay, we're going to stop the presses right
now. Nice.
There. We're going to stop the presses on that.
Yeah.
I like that. I've never heard that before.
Research shows this can help you in the rest.
All right.
Customize and save.
No, dude. We're not doing this. No. Get out of here. Okay. Who let you in? Okay, security. No.
That was bluesy. That was like in line with the Ray Charles a little bit that we played earlier.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
And I've got to play one by Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
And because we're speaking of first, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the 23.
Yes, it is.
This has to be the longest one word title of any song.
Oh, I know what you're going to play.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want everybody to repeat after me and do it three times.
Oh, God.
Hyperbolic, syllabistic, sesquidelamistic.
Not on your life.
Hyperbolic, syllabistic, sesquidelamistic.
And I teach voice and diction.
Hyperbolic, syllabistic, sesquidelamistic.
Hyperbolic.
Hyperbolic, syllabistic, sesquidelamistic.
Are you sure it's hyperbolic or hyperbolic?
No.
I said hyper.
Okay. Hyper. It's each what, Professor?
Hyperbolic.
I'm teaching this session right here.
Okay. I'm going to shut up.
It's hyper. H-Y-P-E-R. Hyperbolic. I know what I said.
Yes, you
hyperbolic, syllabistic, sesquidelamistic.
All right, man. Teach. Well, I'm like Etta James.
Thank
teach
you, sir.
Me tonight.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Monday Night Madness.
Graduation is almost here, my love.
Oh, Stu, tell you. This is my... I told you it was mad. Oh, you're going to lose some furniture on this one, too.
Woo!
It took me 6 weeks to learn how to pronounce that. Oh yeah, I got this.
But that's all right.
I know what I know when I know it.
The MD tells me my heart's on strike.
Stay with me now.
about racial relations. Now, what I say.
Ain't nothing but a jam session. WB and the Professor. Get a groove. to legendary Isaac Hayes. Hyperbolic, syllabistic, sesway dealer mystic. Oh, look it up. Check it out.
I admire you.
Thank you, my friend. You know, it's the little things that count, right?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my, 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 my. Hey, welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. I am WB, and to my left, it's the
Professor of Pop Culture.
Hey, that's him, folks. Hey. Yes, absolutely. But that jam right there. Oh, CeCe, oh, that's your jam, too. Oh, yes, yes. Because, see, If I had a rug, I would cut it up. But I have hardwood floors, so I'm going to have to call in the maintenance man tomorrow morning. Mm. Here. Okay. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. Monday Night Madness. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
A real thing. All right. Come on. Get used to it. We've got more coming. We got some Sam Cooke, Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, Curtis Mayfield, Otis Redding, Alicia Keys, Ike Cantina, Etta James. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh, CeCe said, Happy New Year to you, Professor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Happy New Year to you, Dr. Sims. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Greatly appreciate it.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, when you respond to our program, we absolutely love it. You know? And we have many of you. If there were only one, it would inspire us. But when we have several like you, you know, we are over the moon. I'm going to get up and dance in a minute. I'm going to have to do it. Can't help myself. Oh, yeah. It's great for the cardiovascular anyway. The body and the soul. This is what we're all about right here on The Buzz. Diana Ross, Donna Summer, Jackie Wilson, The Temptations, Rihanna, The Weeknd, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Professor, we haven't gotten through half the songs that you...
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, folks. So guess what? We have plenty of material. If there has to be a part two, we'll do it. Got some Sam Cooke coming up. Oh, I do have to mention this. Studio W Buzz, it is a global radio network. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, a whole lot more. So throughout the week, any day, every day of the week, you can check out fine shows. We have fine hosts up here. On Saturdays, we have the amazing Ann Wooten Taylor with the EAW, Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries, followed by Teens Talk Truth. We have a teenage show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Because we want to inspire our youth.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big hit, too. Yes.
It is a great hit. Now, early on Saturday mornings, 9 a.m., set your clock for you sports enthusiasts out there, 9 a.m., it is an amazing, amazing sports show. If you like sports, we talk about any major sport, basketball, baseball, football. Right now we're in football season, basketball season, tennis, hockey. It really doesn't matter. Oh, by the way, the greatest soccer player that ever lived just passed away.
Oh, my God. Don't.
Pele.
Yes.
And Brazil is mourning. Man. The world is mourning. Amazing, amazing, amazing man.
When I was 7 years old, my parents took me out of public school and enrolled me in private parochial school.
Uh-huh.
And when I got to parochial school, we would have recess, of course, and I discovered a game called soccer.
Right. It's called soccer here in the U.S.
In the United States, correct.
Right.
And the kids at school taught me how to play. Now, here is something that is pertinent to this whole thing, the story and with Pele. It was a small parochial school. It was 300 children. I was the only student of color. I did not know that culturally speaking, from the outside cultural lens, that soccer or football, whatever you want to call it, was widely associated with those of the Caucasian persuasion. Until I got in my early 50s and learned that the comedics, like everything else, started the game thousands of years ago. But anyway, so Well, I was playing it because that's what you do at recess.
Right.
You know, you just
do. You don't know the history.
Right. And then I learned of this man in Brazil who is beyond good, like the greatest player mm-hmm. of the world. And I learned it from my friends. And they were like, you know, Pele this, Pele that. And then remember World Book?
Yes.
Before we had.
I got you. Go okay. on, please continue. Because I got something
so
to tell you.
I looked him up, and this was a brother.
Of course.
So I kind of felt like, okay, well then, this is okay. Kind of, you know.
Yeah.
In that way of thinking as a child, you know, he's doing it. It must be okay.
That's why.
So it was so empowering.
That's why real history is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to fight to keep it, right?
Oh,
do you know at one
yes.
time Pele was the highest paid athlete in the world?
And I remember when that was, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I think he was the first one to reach $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly
Gosh.
Right. Oh.
Wow. Wore the cleats, I had the cleats that found out what he wore, and then there were, but then I tell you, what brings sort of nostalgic, it's a bittersweet nostalgia.
Mm.
I also had the orange Julius cleats.
Ooh.
But we'll just.
Did you ever learn how to do the bicycle kick that he immortalized?
No.
The bicycle kick. You know when you jump in the air?
I know.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I could hit it with my head pretty good. I could hit the ball with my head.
Oh, oh you know, and this song coming up right now, I think this kind of fits right in there.
Oh, Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water.
I think this all fits.
Fits.
I want to let his praises swear.
Monday Night Madness, WB and the Professor. Pop culture.
Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not. Well, there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher. She drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praises swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living, loving, lasting water. And it was not in. Well, on that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town seat of the water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, and it was not in the well. Lord, that woman left for shouting. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted, she started to think about him, the man that gave her that water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Say we gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, 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 loving water. And it was not in the well. Love above, my girl, she's lovable. She's lovable, my girl. She's so lovable. Candy sweet.
and honey too. There's not another quite as sweet as you. I know I'll always love you. You're so lovable. Yes, she is. I know she's lovable. Oh, yes, she is. I know she's lovable. My girl is lovable. Yes, she is. Love and fascination is her middle name. To my heart a sensational thrill she brings. Whoa, whoa. I know she's lovable. Whoa, whoa. I know she's a. Yes, she is. I know she's lovable. Oh, yes, she is. Lovable, and I know she's lovable. Oh, yes, she is. Oh, she's just an angel, a sweet little angel to me. When I'm without her, I know I'm in misery. Darling, you sent me, I know you sent me. Darling, you sent me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa, you thrill me, I know you. Darling, you thrill me, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa. Send me, I know you send me, honest you do. It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know you send me. I know you send me.
All right, we're back. Monday Night Madness at its finest. Legendary Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm.
Professor, what you got?
Well, okay, so that was You Send Me. We started the triple playoff with Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, with the Soul Stirrers. Jesus Gave Me Water. Then the second song after that was a song entitled Lovable.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a number that was issued under the name Dale Cook.
Tell us the story behind that, because there was a little, Sam Cooke didn't go into gospel, right? But he didn't want, he kind of disguised when he went over to the
secular
continue,
pop side.
Please
yes.
continue.
Well, you know, he was with the Soul Stirrers, hardcore gospel, and did the gospel dates, the churches, the gospel concerts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt and heard the calling to go into secular pop.
Mm-hmm.
On a concert date, somewhere in America, there was another artist who was on the bill with the Soul Stirrers, a young lady by the name of Candy Staton.
Wow.
Who will become huge in a number of years.
Wow.
And Sam had a long talk with her.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And he told her, I'm thinking about going secular. And she said to him, do you know what that will mean? Not only for your fans, but for your social circle, your family. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know the impact and the implications that is going to have? You know, she was being sort of a conscience. She wasn't telling him not to do it. Just, do you know what you're thinking about and what you are about to do?
Mm-hmm.
So he cuts the song Lovable, and radio stations, especially in the Chitlin circuit at that time, we call it the urban circuit today.
Chitlin circuit? Okay, go on.
Okay. The South. Southern stations, played the number. Then the Soul Stirrers had a date, somewhere in the South, and they turned up, and then when, Cook hit the stage, the audience booed because Lovable was the big hit at the time. And he didn't think, he thought he could get away with it, but they booed him off. And there was one woman in the front row and she screamed out to him, you know, that was you on that song. And that's when that it just sort of all fell into place.
Mm.
If I'm going to do this, I just need to be myself. I just need to go out there, and if people don't like it, they don't like it, but I got to be me and be true to myself. So then he puts out You Send Me.
Yeah.
The third one that we play, and the rest is history. And phew.
Absolutely. You know, goes back, and I said this a few hours ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of you so-called...
Easy.
So-called... So-called.
Easy.
I'm doing my best, Professor.
Okay.
I'm trying to hold it together here. Religious folks out there, stop being so critical and listen. Because some of these ministers and preachers and things like that, sometimes we have, or not we, because I'm not a preacher, okay, I'm not a minister.
Mm-hmm.
You have to reach outside of your circle to bring people in.
Mm-hmm.
And secular music, sometimes it has such a taboo on it, which is not necessarily the case there. If you're vulgar, if you're disrespectful, and you're one of these people that want to put people down, that's a whole different thing.
Yes.
But singing music, because a lot of the tracks that you hear on modern gospel right now,
yes,
it came from this secular.
Oh yeah, very, very true. But all music goes back to the Esperanza. It goes back to gospel music in the first place. I'm going to tell you, we celebrate Kwanzaa, and I think it was Thursday, we went to a Kwanzaa celebration in Hopewell, Virginia, and there was all kinds of music that was there at this festival, African music and the like. And guess what was the center of the evening, WB. It was a black power metal band. Okay. And it was fronted by a very good friend of mine, Ash Gill. And when the music began, he gave a speech to the audience and he said, I understand that we are doing something that is out of the norm. We being a black metal band, but we are going to introduce black power metal to you. And because this is the day of Kaumba, which is creativity, we are going to display our Kaumba to you, but we also want to introduce something to you. We want to let you know that it is the African who created all music. So we are here to reclaim back what is ours and what was stolen for us. And then he goes into, and it was,
the drums.
Just, yeah, yeah. And then the African drummers joined in.
I wasn't there, but I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of felt.
Yeah, man. Look,
Monday Night Madness, folks. We bring it to you like you haven't heard it before.
Bring it to you. Anywhere.
Look, I'm telling you, this is the thing. It's a happening. Monday Night Madness.
We started.
Okay. Let's do it. Get a job. The miracles.
I was low, I just couldn't get hired. Saw a sign in a grocery store. Help is light. And we need some more.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da-da.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da-da. Sha-da-da-da.
Got a job.
Monday Night Madness.